What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
I'm excited for you to be with me. I'm always excited. You already know. I'm always excited to be able to spend some time with you and to be able to discuss the Word of God and just be with you and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And so what a blessing it is to have you with me on today. And I don't know if you've done this, but I'm telling you today, I want you to shout with a voice of triumph and say, glory be to God, because we have to give Him all the praise. We have to give Him all the praise. Faith is our weapon, brothers and sisters. Faith is what brings God closer to us, and it backs up the enemy. Faith, brothers and sisters, is what causes bodies to be raised. Dead bodies will come to life because of faith. Blind eyes will be opened. The sick are healed. Come on, the backslider comes home. It saves the sinner and it gives light to the lost and dying world. That's what faith does. Faith is your weapon. Come on, somebody say, faith is my weapon. So the fact that you are with me today is a sign from God that you are still on assignment. And so today Jesus wants to turn the key and allow God to open the door to His kingdom for you, to endless possibilities and a life that can never be destroyed. That's what we have with the Lord. We have a life that can never, come on, can somebody say never, that can never be destroyed. Hallelujah. And so today, God just said the kingdom is being awakened. The kingdom is being awakened. And I felt that for the past couple weeks. And so I really wanted to share with you on today that, you know, the realm in which God's will is fulfilled is the kingdom. The kingdom of God. And so that is what is being awakened. And, believers have been sleeping in these fleshly bodies, that we're in on earth, but God is awakening His people even so. And we are in the world, but we have to remember that we're not of the world. And so God's kingdom in you must stay awake even when this body gets weak. And I'm going to say that again for those that have been feeling weak. God's kingdom in you must stay awake even when your body gets weak. Oh, Jesus, I better pray now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for today. I thank you for the people that are here. I thank you for the ears that are leaning in. They're listening in, God, from where they are, God, to be able to get closer to you. They want to hear a word from you. And so we thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in a mighty way. We thank you for them receiving your word, receiving your truth, and worshiping you in spirit and in truth on today. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all the glory, because it's all about you and it's not about me. It's you speaking through me, Heavenly Father. I am not worthy, but thank God you use me. And I thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The promise of the Spirit is one thing that we're going to talk about today. The manifestation of the Spirit is another. And then the power and the unveiling. I want you to understand that God's glory wants to fill you up and wants to pour out of you. And so I ask the Holy Spirit right now, while we're here together, to allow the anointing to flow, because we cannot operate without the anointing. And we cannot operate in our flesh, brothers and sisters. We are being awakened in the kingdom. We are being awakened spiritually. And so we are in submission to His word. We are in submission to His will and to His way. Can you say amen? It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that will shake every body that is listening, every mind that is listening, and remove and break down everything that is not of you. And it will release and activate the manifestation of the gifts of your Spirit within your people. Come on, God, won't you do it? If the kingdom is going to be awakened, then that means the gifts in you are going to be awakened, people of God. And so you have been created for a purpose and you have been birthed for promise. Just like oxen laboring in a field, God has called and chosen us to labor in the kingdom. And some still yet have a yoke on their shoulders, but today God is saying that the truth will set you free. The truth that has been put in you, but some of you, you have left it on the shelf. My God. Generation after generation, there have been times of change and uncertainty as to what the future holds. But despite obstacles and challenges, you are still here today by the grace of the living God. And you refuse to give up because of Him. You refuse to throw in the towel. Can somebody say amen? There are things yet to be revealed to you and through you. Promises that are still needing to be held. Wisdom still meant to be dispersed. Gifting still needed to be accessed and utilized and manifested of the kingdom of the living God, the kingdom of God manifested on this earth. You see, you have to say out loud right now, I'm not leaving with unfinished business. Come on, say it. I'm not leaving with unfinished business. You see, I might have made some mistakes, but today I decide to start making moves. So you say that to yourself. I might have made some mistakes, but today I choose to make moves. So I'm not making mistakes. I'm making moves. Amen. So this is a call to action. God is preparing a meal for everyone that is listening. And it's being seasoned with the Spirit of God. And by the time you leave on today, you will leave with the fullness of the meal. But you got to taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So in John 14, I'm going to read a couple verses. John 14, it's 15 through 21. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. That's it. Jesus says, I too will love them and show myself to them. Verse 26. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Thank you, God. So number one, we have the promise of the Spirit in order to operate in the giftings of God during the kingdom awakening at the season of your life. We have the promise of the Spirit. The fact that Christ comes to us through the Spirit should cause us all to respond quickly. There's a job to do, brothers and sisters. So greater work shall we do because he goes to the Father. The greater things he talks about, it's converting people to Christ and performing miracles on earth. You see, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And I just ask God to send forth the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, by the Spirit of God, someone prayed for me. You know, my grandmother, my grandfather prayed for me. And I look at people today and I think of those that you are praying for. I feel, you know, you on here, those that you're praying for. Jesus says, keep praying. I'm here standing here today because of the prayers of the righteous and the boldness of the righteous. And so we are here to be able to pray for other people because other people prayed for us. And so we must understand that we need the wisdom of the older generations. We need the wisdom and design to to bring life into our situation, to bring life in the low places and the dark places that people have been. The thing about God is that He is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. And so in those dark moments and there's dark feelings, as soon as God comes on the scene, everything lights up. The Spirit of God is what we need first and foremost to show the world that humility looks up. You see, Jesus came down from heaven. He came from a high place into a low place to show the world that humility, it looks up. The Bible says to look to the hills for which cometh your help, and your help comes from the Lord. Why? Because you're supposed to look up to the hills. So we humble ourselves. As I said, Jesus came from a high place to walk in a low place, but in that low place, He found His treasure, and His treasure is in earthen vessels. It's in you and me. And it's in humility unto God that we are able to produce a power outwardly to reach others by an inward motivation and power to perform it. We must be about our Father's business during this time. In 1 Corinthians, that talks about the manifestations of the Spirit. Because we know that every day Satan comes to steal your destiny. He comes to kill your purpose and try to abort God's power and promise within you. But shout, the devil is a liar. Look at somebody if you're with somebody. If you're not, you just shout all by yourself. Say, I'm in the ring of life and I got Jesus as my tag team partner. So I can take authority. I can take a hitting and I can keep on swinging. Come on, look at somebody and say, I can take a hitting and keep on swinging. Jesus is my tag team partner. Hallelujah. And we know that the Holy Spirit has been given to the believers to defeat Satan and his evil work by giving us the advantage of the law of double reference. Some of you may be asking what that is. Well, it means that Satan is an invisible creature. So we don't, you know, as a believer and as reading the word, that we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. So Satan is invisible, and he can be addressed through a visible creature, which is us. So anything that has a stronghold over you can be broken by the word of God. Anything that tries to stand in your way can be pushed aside, brothers and sisters. Anything that God says is yours can be received if you walk in the power and authority that has already been given to you by being a child of the living and active God. You have every right to tell the devil to get thee behind me. You know, in the book of Matthew, Jesus addresses Peter. He said that he would never allow anyone to crucify his Lord on the cross. And Jesus rebuked him, not Peter himself, but the spirit behind him, that spirit that was using him. It was the enemy. See, the enemy wants more time with you in the state that you're in now, but in the kingdom of God, the kingdom has been awakened. And so we have the power. And so he doesn't want you to succeed. And so we must understand that we have the promise of the Spirit. We have the manifestations of the Spirit. And then we have the power of the unveiling. And this is so important for you to know. If we have an expectation of God, we will always receive a manifestation of his presence. Victory is not by accident, brothers and sisters. It is always by choice. And we are given the opportunity as believers in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we stay rooted and grounded in him, we will be like a tree that's planted by the waters. Remember, the Bible tells us that no matter how strong the wind comes, no matter how tall the waves are, we will not be moved. And so the power of God is in operation among us, and God is here to activate the person of Jesus Christ, the presence of Jesus Christ, and the power of Jesus Christ through his people to his people. You know, in the Old Testament, God spread a cloud for a covering by day and a fire to illuminate by night. But now we have his Spirit living on the inside of us, and we may not always understand, but the miracle in living the reality of Christ is our movement in his word through the shadows of darkness, that we choose not to be stopped, that we choose to keep going in faith. Remember, faith is our weapon. Darkness cannot drive out light, but light will always drive out darkness. In the beginning, the earth was void and it was without form, and God brought the dead to life, and he illuminated it and he lit it up, and then he put us in it to take care of it. We have a purpose. I want you to say, I have a purpose. And we cannot become complacent in where we are now in the flesh, that we compromise who we are in the spirit. As children of God, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ while on this earth. And so you must know who you are and what you possess. Jesus, we must remember, is the entrance, and there's a kingdom full of doors that await to be unlocked, and the Holy Spirit is with you to lead you and guide you into all the truth in the kingdom while on this earth. It does not wait until we die and then we get heaven and everything that comes with it. No, God wants to give it to you right now. There's a purpose still in you that no man can stop. A purpose that says that God, who began a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, because it is God that is at work in you, giving you the will and the power to achieve his purpose. See, brothers and sisters, age is just a number. We are all still on assignment, breathing the breath of resurrection, being formed in our mother's womb for a specific birthing into this world to fulfill promises upon promises of God's word coming alive within our lives. Jesus has walked the sands of the desert and has traveled the bluest of waters, brothers and sisters. He knows exactly what's ahead for us. He has every tool, every resource that you need to accomplish your mission while you are still here on this earth. And the same glory that we feel now, God is saying, take out there. The same glory that we feel when we go to church and when we see God working. Come on, can we just give God praise for awakening every sleeping area of our life? He loves us so much not to keep us the same. He pushes us. He challenges us. He elevates us. Come on, he taps us on the shoulder and says, hey, listen, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to tell you what to do. Now just do it. We thank him for giving us the power to get up again, for giving us a way out when there seems to be no way. He is a mighty God. And the Bible says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the answer. And so this world is filled with, you know, I'll believe it when I see it mentalities. But I know there's some people that are listening that can say like David, I've been young and now I'm old, and I have yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So this is not about I'll believe it when I see it. Come on, you got to believe it before you see it. You got to believe it and start walking in it before it manifests. Come on, somebody. So why do things like COVID-19, opioids, suicide, racism, injustice take over and distract the saints? Because Satan wants those things to distract us from the real fight, which is Satan himself. All he wants to do is use these things to distract us and keep us from knowing God and keep us from the manifestations of God. When the believers stay distracted, it leaves an open door for the enemy, and that's what he wants, and that's what he's doing in your life. You got to say no. You got to rise up, and you got to know. You know what? We are already aware of the devices of the enemy. And if you are not aware, then you are ignorant of the word and you need to get into the word. Amen. But when you are in the word and you read it, then you know what the enemy is doing. You already know. So don't allow the enemy to attack you and to conquer. Because let me tell you something. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The only time that the weapon will prosper is if you allow it to. If you allow it to. You have the choice. So that when the believers stay distracted, it leaves an open door for the enemy, and it keeps us divided. And that's what he has done, which brings us to the power of the unveiling. So our sin, our shortcomings, our inability to meet our true selves in the spirit, the mirror of ourselves in Christ, is what has kept us comfortable speaking excuses and producing no fruit to leave with the next generation. Beloved, we will have what we say and live out the choices that we make. I heard an analogy one time. It says, sin is like a jail cell, nice and comfy with doors wide open. There's no need to leave until one day your time runs out and the door's shut and it's too late. But listen, the veil has been removed. And now we are able to go to the Father. We're able to repent and change and have another day to get it right before our time runs out. So we cannot judge those who are coming because they have chosen the good things of God. They've chosen to finally accept the truth. So don't judge them. Understand that we have all messed up. We have all come short of the glory of God. But let me tell you something. God is a true lover of his people. And he is married to the backslider. And he does love everybody. No matter if they come to him or not, his love still holds true every day, every hour, every minute, every second. His love is never going to change. And so in the book of Matthew 27, it talks about the unveiling. And Isaiah said, and he will swallow up on this mountain that the covering that is cast over all people, the veil that is spread over all nations. And I'm here to tell you that there is no black church, there is no white church, there is no Asian church. There's one church, one body, one spirit. And the Bible says, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so therefore, brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter into the holy places by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what has been brought to an end. But since we have such hope, we are very bold, for to this day we know that it is only through Jesus Christ that the veil is taken away. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. And now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled faces, reflect the glory of God, being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And when Christ came, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. He did not enter by means of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his blood, his own blood, obtaining eternal redemption, everlasting presence, all surpassing power. Hallelujah. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God while still living on this earth. Beloved, you are called according to his purpose, and you will receive the promised eternal inheritance in heaven while also operating in the promises through the Holy Spirit on earth. So for every trial, God has your triumph. Every attack, God has your answer. Every tear, God has your garden. And every setback, God manifests your comeback. And when time of God is birthed in the Spirit, it's a beautiful thing. And the clock is ticking.
For listening to my mom's podcast, if you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.